Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
My name is Micah Burgess. I'm a birth doula in Waco, Texas, and I have the pleasure today of interviewing one of my clients. In fact, she's a repeat client. Say hey, Rebecca, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi. First of all, thank you for having me on here.
You bet. So fun.
So excited.
Good.
So my name is Rebecca. This is my second time coming to Micah for my deliveries. Mm-hmm. And then I am a teacher for Waco ISD, second grade.
Oh.
And then, I have three beautiful babies, and I'm at home right now with them.
Yeah, good.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Yes.
Maybe some of you caught it, and you think that she can't add or count, but you're about to find out the rest of the story. And so let's just jump in. If there was anything significant that you remember about your pregnancy, but we'll just jump into your number one, birth story.
Yes. Okay, let me just start telling you. I remember the first time I met you.
Oh, okay.
At we met at Dichotomy.
Yes.
Down here downtown.
Yes.
And I was so nervous, but I was so excited. And then you just came in, and your vibe, your aura was just so relaxing. Aww. And calming. So just talking to you that first day was very memorable for
good.
Sure.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then I really went into wanting to get a doula, mm-hmm. because you hear so much negative about birth,
yeah,
and no one supports you. Maybe even if you have your husband, sometimes they don't know what to say.
Of course, right?
You know, you love them to death.
Absolutely.
But
this is a tough, tall order for them to mm-hmm. like be your everything.
Yeah.
During birth. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah. And so I was just like, we need this support. I need this support. Mm-hmm. I want to have, you know, the best birth experience. I think it's something, you know, really big in my life, you know, birth. You don't do this every day.
Right, right. Do you know where that came from? Do you know why you felt so strongly about it?
I mean, all the negative you hear about birth.
Yeah. So that just drove you towards, nope, I'm going to do what I can do.
Yeah.
To have a better positive experience.
And I'm a researcher.
Oh, cool.
So you tell me something, I'm Googling it, I'm looking it up, everything. So I was just like, how to make, you know, my mm-hmm. birth experience the best possible. And
good.
Doula must have came up, and then natural birth, and people tell you you're crazy. And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Okay, so I had a really good birth experience with my firstborn.
Yes.
He just gave me the most perfect pregnancy. Was never sick. Like, it was just textbook. Like, I was perfect. No sickness ever. I really thought I was going to go 40 weeks. So in my mind, I'm like, 40 weeks, you know, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Then I hit 37 weeks, and that boy was ready to come. And I was like, no, like, I still have 3 more weeks, mm-hmm, you know, wait a minute. So the last minute, that day, it was just crazy hectic.
I'm sure you might
remember.
I do. I remember everything just like, boom, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be going to like very little prep. I felt like and warning. It was just coming fast. Like you said,
yeah,
so crazy.
It was like what you see in the movies.
Yeah.
My water breaks. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit of pain here, but I don't know what this is. I mean, I feel silly now. Like, obviously it was contractions.
But you don't know what you don't know, right?
Your first, you know, experience, I'm just like, okay, I'm feeling a little bit of pain, but no, we have 3 more weeks. Like, no, this, like, we can wait, you know?
Yeah.
So finally my water breaks, and I'm like, maybe I just peed myself. I was napping.
Oh, gotcha.
So
you
then
know,
I.
You never know when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
There's so much happening in your body. You never know.
So I get up, and I'm trying to change, continue my nap. my water breaks again. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I feel another gush come out. And I'm like, okay, I think something's happening now.
Yeah.
So I'm texting my husband. I'm texting the nurse down to at the hospital. And my husband's like, how are you texting the nurse? Call her. And I'm like, no, like, it's fine. And then shortly after that, he rushes home and I start feeling contractions. Mm-hmm. I remember writing them down. They were 4 minutes apart.
Mm. Like almost from the word go.
Yes.
Was not this like what you hear about early labor and a first time mom, you know, it was like, boom.
Yes.
Crazy.
Good thing we live 8 minutes away from the hospital. Mm-hmm. So
good.
We didn't even have our diaper bag, our hospital bag ready. So my husband just rushes to, you know, put something together. We go into the car and he's like, let me call, you know, our parents. And I'm like, no, because I'm still like, no, I'm going 40 weeks with this baby. I don't know why I wanted to go 40 weeks. Funny. It was in the text.
Most moms are like, please let me have this baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's no. funny. The book says you're 40 weeks. So I need to go 40 weeks.
There you go. Researcher, teacher, do what the book says.
And so we're rushing to the hospital and we get there and I could barely, you know, walk in. And then sure enough, the nurse checks me and she's like, you're having a baby today. And I was just like, okay. I was finally like, okay, let's have this baby. I'm like on all fours on the bed, like in pain. But it just went so fast that I don't even remember, you know, breathing through my contractions. I don't remember trying to calm myself down. It was just so hectic, like a roller coaster.
Right.
Contractions would stop and I'm like, okay, I'm fine, I can do this. And then they would come again. Oh, those contractions.
Yeah. They're buggers. They're
horrible.
They're not nice.
No.
Especially, I'll just say this, especially if you are a first time mom and it's happening really fast, you guys, it's just super intense. So be careful what you wish for when you say you want a fast birth. Just know that comes with a whole lot of stuff with it. I mean, because your contractions are so hard, they're coming so quickly, like right on top of each other. One of the big things is you don't really get a break. You can't recover well between the contractions because it's happening so fast.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, wanting to go natural. I am more scared of a needle, the epidural needle than, you know, natural birth. Totally. And my husband's like, you're crazy. But I was just, I remember in between a contraction, I was like, okay, no, I'm fine. I can do this. Mm-hmm. But the contractions would hit again. Mm-hmm. And I was asking for that needle. But then you rushed in there like Wonder Woman, Superwoman. Oh, and you just turned.
Cape and all.
You just turned my whole mindset around. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Good.
And then within seconds, like Elias was here.
Yeah. And I, you know, I learned over the years being into so many births that when a first time mom is talking about that kind of intense pain from the get-go and it's happening fast, I know, yeah, we're probably having a baby quick. It's because it's kind of like you're in transition from the get-go. And so what you're thinking about is everything you've read, everything that everybody says, and you're like, I can't do this for 12 hours. Y'all are insane. Yeah. Thankfully, that's not what you're having to do. Your body is just double time. Getting it done quickly and your baby's in a hurry, apparently.
Yeah, we missed that whole like middle transition, that slow process into it. We just went to bam. So that was, I mean, and my first experience, I don't remember much besides, I mean, I feel like I remember so many nurses and people in the room. You even brought someone that I think you were training.
Oh, okay. I had an apprentice. Yeah.
Like so many people in the room, but it was just like a blur.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the pain of birthing. Yeah. I just remember the pain of the contractions.
Right. And that's good. Blur. That's true. I mean, that's a good thing to point out and to encourage mamas in. Yes, those contractions that you're having during labor, really hard, really difficult, be painful, but they're very different when it comes time to push your baby out. You're not experiencing that same kind of contraction pain while you're pushing a baby out. So that's good to know. That's helpful information.
Yeah.
I don't think very many of us would be having multiple babies.
No.
If that was the case.
No, that push was just, I don't even remember it, honestly.
It does seem like it went really fast. And you pushed so good and so hard. And that baby was here and you were so happy.
Oh, my baby. I know my firstborn.
I remember you actually. I remember your happiness and your joy.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. And not every mom has that response. I don't know if you know that. But not every mom has that immediate response. I mean, they've been working hard, they're tired. And so sometimes it takes a minute to like get your bearings and wrap your head around what did I just do? You know, and sometimes when it is fast like yours, you're like, wait, what? You just put a baby on me? Are you kidding? How did this happen? But I just remember your sweet smile and just your joy.
I know. I remember you telling me, you know, you did so good and you encouraging me to push. My husband on the other side, smiling. Mm-hmm. I think it was maybe in tears, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
He was. Yep.
And I felt so proud of myself for pushing this baby out as fast as it went.
Yep.
And, you know, without an epidural, I take pride in that.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sorry.
Should, girl. You should.
I just feel like my body was meant to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it was. I take pride in that.
That's so good. It's so good. I'm so proud of you. It was a great experience. And, you know, seriously, if there's not a medical reason or condition, or if you're not, like, completely petrified of having birth, if you're like, you know, I think I'd like to try. I'm going to encourage you, try. Mm-hmm. See. You might be surprised at what you can do. Without the interventions, without the meds, to have a natural childbirth.
Yeah, it's very empowering, sure.
It really is.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
All right. So then how much time went by? I feel like not very much time went by before I got another phone call.
Yeah, they're little. So my baby, well, I say my baby, my toddler, he was about 18 months. Okay. And then I find out I'm pregnant again.
That's what I thought.
So I'm like, okay, yay, you know, another baby. Mm-hmm. And then we go to our OB and he's like, oh, there's a surprise in here.
Oh my God.
Twins. And I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Wait a minute. Wow, so, girl, twins. That's a whole, like, I can't even, I didn't have twins. That's one thing I have not done. So I can't wait to hear, talk about, was there a difference you feel like in the pregnancies? I mean, you got two.
I think my body loves being pregnant.
Oh,
I had another really good pregnancy.
Oh, that's so sweet. But can I say I hate you because I am the worst pregnant person ever. I probably say it on every podcast. Boo, hiss. I hate being pregnant. So look at you.
I get it all the time. They're like, how do you love being pregnant? I'm over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. And I don't like to brag because it sounds like I had a really good pregnancy. I felt good the whole time. I will say those last two-ish weeks, I felt heavy. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just heavy in general, uncomfortable. But yeah. Throughout most of it, up to 36 weeks, it was really good.
Oh, she's posted on Instagram. She's dancing. You're so much fun, Rebecca.
I love to dance in front of the camera a little bit.
So much fun. Okay, so typically with twins, and I think this was the case for you if I'm remembering correctly. So I have a team of women that work for me now, and so it was one of the other doulas that got to attend Rebecca's birth. So tell me a little bit about how, were you induced? Did you go into labor? I can't remember the details of that. Typically, they want to induce with twins early.
Yeah, so my doctor wanted to induce me at 38 weeks.
Okay.
And at first, I'm like, you know me, like, no. Let my body do.
Let me do me.
Yeah. But then, like I said, about 36 weeks, I do remember just feeling very uncomfortable. And I was like, you know what? Let's go. 38 weeks, that's it. That was good.
Yeah.
And so we went to the hospital that morning and they, for my induction, and then they, I forgot what it, the Pitocin?
Right.
Yeah. Hooked me up on that about 7:30-ish. Okay. My doctor also came in and broke my water.
Right.
About, I want to say close to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good. I didn't feel anything until shortly after that. Mm-hmm. Another roller coaster. I mean, I remember Christine was there and I was talking to her and my husband. And we were just having, you know, a good conversation. Every now and then I'd stop and breathe through a contraction.
Right.
Then we'd keep going. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, all I was doing was breathing, like focusing on my breathing.
Because they're just like right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. The nurse, and I finally called for the nurse and she was like, you're out of 7. Wow. And they were like, wow, you're so good. You're still just breathing.
Yep.
Like, I wasn't asking for anything. I was just quiet and breathing. That's what you need to do.
That is exactly what you need to do. Breathing is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing properly is really going to help.
Yeah.
It's like the most important thing as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
In labor.
For sure. And I remember Christine kind of guiding me. Mm. I remember her telling me, sink into those contractions.
Yes.
That is a lifesaver.
It is.
Life changer.
It
you
is.
You need to just sink, let them, you know, do what it does to your body.
That's right. That's right. They're there to do you a favor. They're trying to bring, contractions should be your friend, y'all. Think of it like that.
Yeah.
They're bringing your baby here closer and closer and closer and closer, and that's what you want. So don't resist them. Like you said, sink into them. Let them do their job because your baby's coming.
Yeah. And I remember trying to sink into them every single time. Every now and then I would get a little off.
Wiggling. Because,
you know, it's still painful.
It is. It is. It's birth.
And I had them at 10:38 and 10:40.
Good night.
So about 10:30, they come in. They're like, okay, you're ready to have these babies.
This is a.m. This is not p.m. This is a.m.
Yeah. We checked in at 5:30 that morning, you know, 5:30, 7:30, had my water broken. Nine.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just
fast.
Another crazy fast
birth. Were you like at any point worried about pushing, because she had her babies vaginally, y'all. Mm-hmm. Were you worried, without an epidural, y'all, were you worried about pushing two babies out? Did that, like, concern you at all?
So, and that's where the difference comes in, the first and the second. The first one, I came in and I was ready to push.
Yeah.
This one, you know, you're induced and you're kind of slowly going into your labor. So the first time, they don't tell you about all the side effects or everything else that could happen, because I was just there. I had my baby and that was it.
Right.
The second time, you know, the doctors, the what is it called?
Anesthesiologist. You, here in Waco, you have to deliver your twins in the OR so that if something were to go wrong, quickly they can have you can have surgery, you can do a C-section, so you have to deliver in the OR. So there's a lot, it's a very different feel. It's super clinical, because you're in the OR.
So she comes in and she's telling me about these side effects and risk of the epidural and just everything, if, you know, baby A comes out fine and then baby B you know, has issues, and I'm just, so my mind starts kind of like, what am I doing? Like, why don't I just have a C-section, you know, make it easy.
Wow.
So I think her telling, but that's their job.
Yep.
Because at first I was like, why are you in here talking to me like that?
Who but are then, you?
Yeah, get out of here.
Are you part of my birth team? I don't think so.
No, but then kidding. I was just kind of like, okay, that's her job. Like, it's just the whatevs. Right. And my husband is so positive. He looks at the bright side on everything. So he was also kind of like, that's just her job. Like, it's just, you know, paperwork that they have to do.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, you're right. I don't need her anyway. We're good.
Moving on.
But it's just the what ifs,
you
know? Yeah,
totally.
And then I think that's the only difference, that I kind of, that you knew more of what could go wrong.
Yeah.
But the second time I was still like, no, we're still going to do it this way.
Yeah. So was it pretty simple? I mean, how big were the twins?
6 pounds and 5.5.
Okay, did you feel like pushing them out was about the same as pushing out your first, or was it a little bit harder, a little bit easier?
I feel like it was easier because I was there a little bit longer and I was able to breathe through my contractions.
So you were in a better frame of mind before you started pushing.
I knew what was going on. I knew I could see the people around me.
Yeah.
So like before with my first birth, I knew there was people around me, but I couldn't see them. It was just like a blur. Like they're, you know, when they, in the movies, when they're walking right past you really fast. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
People just zooming by me. But this one, I could see the nurses. I could see my doctor. I could hear conversations. I could physically, I started picturing what I wanted my body to do. So I started, you know, breathing, and then I was just like, okay, push down, push down. Like, I remember everything a lot. I remember, you know, the OR, like, I was more
present
there.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. Okay, so baby one, or A, is born, and what'd they do? Because you said baby two's coming out 2 minutes later. So what'd they do with baby one?
So baby one, put her on my chest for like 2 seconds, and then I was like, oh my gosh, my baby, you know, big beautiful baby, 6 pounds, you
that's
know,
that's a good size for
I
a twin.
Hear I hear twins are like 4 pounds, and that was my biggest fear, because I didn't want to leave them in the NICU.
I know,
you know, it was just
such
I want
sweet
my babies
mama,
with me.
Yeah.
So they put her on my chest, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a girl. I'm looking at my husband. Quickly the nurse grabs her. Baby B was breached.
Okay, okay.
But my doctor was not playing. He went in there and grabbed her.
I bet.
Pulled her out.
I bet.
I told him I wanted a vaginal delivery.
Yep.
And that, he made it happen.
Oh, I love it. That he was like, oh, we're not messing around. Come on, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
come
that's
on.
Great.
So, and then I think they might have put her on my chest for a little bit, and then they took them, cleaned them off a little bit. And
okay.
then there was, I guess,
like a curtain?
No, something on top of me, maybe like light or something where I could see the reflection.
Oh, okay.
So it feels like you're birthing for a third time, the placenta. Jesus. So I could see my doctor, you know, pressing down on me. And
got it. Trying to get the placenta.
Yeah. So I mean, I was there. I was aware of everything.
Yeah.
That's which is great. Awesome. Because
that's so good.
Compared to my first one, it was just like, I get to the hospital. I have my baby.
How old are they now?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. Life yes. chill. She just had twins. That's
Freshies.
So nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay, mom of twins, tell us, what's the big difference? I mean, some people are like, oh, I want to have twins. And then some people are like, oh, hell no, I'll never want to have twins. That just sounds so hard. Tell us, what's your experience of having 5-week-old twins?
Yes. So I was never one to say, I want twins. I would love twins. But people would love to tell me, they're like, oh my gosh, I wish I was having twins. And I'm like, no,
really?
Sometimes you don't.
You don't know nothing.
Yeah, they're cute. You can match them. You know, they look cute in pictures, but girl.
Let's get real.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty here.
I mean, you know, you just don't have enough arms, enough hands to do anything. Showering is hard if no one else is there, you know?
Yeah.
I think when it's feeding time. So my husband got a good amount. I think he got like 3 weeks off from work
good.
To stay with me.
Good.
But once he went back, it was a little challenging.
Yeah.
They're both screaming and I'm just like, what do I do?
Oh my gosh.
I would freak out. Oh. Like, you know, that little newborn cry. It scares me. It feels like they're going to stop breathing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They get so worked up.
Yes. And I'm like, chill.
Take a breath. Take
please.
A breath.
So I do breasts and I do formula.
Okay.
And at first, you know, it takes you a while to prep a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they just got to a point where I would sit there, prop up pillows. It's
mm-hmm.
called a twinsie.
Mm-hmm.
My twin mamas might know of this
pillow. Yeah, yeah.
And I would just sit there, you know, latch them both on. I'm like, here.
Yeah.
And once they were latched on, I would literally tell myself, breathe.
Oh, that's good.
Again, breathe.
That's good. That's
so
good.
It's just the feeding part where they're both hungry and they're both screaming at you.
Mm.
But now.
But I have heard the way to go is for them to eat at the same time. You don't want one to eat and go to sleep, and now you got to nurse mm-hmm. another one and go to sleep. Like, that's all you'll be doing.
Keep them on the same schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard that's the way to go. Do you think it is? But that's just hard to do at first.
Because
like
hard.
You said, they're both screaming and they're both hungry.
Yeah. It's hard. So I was trying to do that at first, but I felt like it was just too much for
okay.
me. And now I'm just kind of roughly doing. Like if one's waking up, okay, let's feed you. And then I mm-hmm. kind of start waking up the other one. I'm not like super strict about it.
Gotcha.
You know,
you're not hardcore schedule right now. You're about what's peaceful
mm-hmm. yes.
for all of us.
Yes.
That's super smart.
Just whatever works for you.
Do y'all have family here in town, Rebecca?
Oh yeah. Both our families are here. They've been very helpful.
Oh good.
They know. And at first they were like, you're going to need help, you know, call us and we'll be there. And at first I was like, it's okay. Like I've done it, you know,
it's just babies. What
yeah.
are y'all talking about?
But no, I mean, two newborns at one time is a whole nother monster.
Cannot imagine. Cannot imagine.
Yeah.
What do you want our listeners to know about your birth experiences or childbirth in general or raising a family? What do you want them to know?
I just want, you know, mamas to believe in themselves. You know, if you want something done a certain way, that's perfectly fine. You know, there's so much negativity around birth.
Yeah.
Just, you know, stick to what you want, to what you want to happen.
That's
you
good.
Know, create that mindset. That's how I am. It's all in your mind.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, one of the things that I feel like benefits our clients the most is the mental support that we give them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, especially throughout childbirth, you kind of lose your wits about you, essentially. It's like, wait, what is that? Like you said, it's a blur. Like, I can't even think. I can't wrap my head around this. And so that mental support, like you said, when I came in, how I was able to help shift your mindset. No, we got this. We can do this. You know, I don't remember exactly what I told you. But That's so huge what you're talking about, that mindset. And it starts when you're pregnant and as you're thinking about what you want.
When you came in, it was my favorite time ever. Oh, like, you were there for like 5 minutes. Elias was here. But yeah, I mean, even guys, those 5 minutes, you know, you shifted my mind and I was just like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need that women to women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. You don't want to, I don't think we're designed to do this by ourselves. And even though technically you're not by yourself, I mean, you have the medical staff there and your husband is there. Mm-hmm. There's something very different about another female who's done this before and who is totally team Rebecca. Like, I don't care what else is going on around us. Mm-hmm. All I care about is you and this experience and you accomplishing this goal. So I'm here for it. Let's do it. Like, you're not doing this by yourself. You know, there's something, like you said, very empowering about that.
So empowering. Get people that are on your team for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember seeing your face. I just remember like your words, you talking to me, you know, that's just how strong it was.
So great. So y'all got more kiddos in mind or you're like, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm crazy for this.
Oh my gosh. What I just
sometimes did. I just picture myself with four kids.
Okay.
But
you could totally do it.
I'm kind of over the newborn stage right now.
Yeah. They need to be a little older.
Yeah.
I'm
watch.
Sure.
They're going to turn two and I'm going to be like, okay, I can do this again.
Aw. So
I don't know.
Sweet.
I think three is okay, but I don't know.
You've envisioned four.
Don't be too surprised if you hear from me later on.
I'll be so excited if I hear from you again. So proud of you. I really am, and I appreciate your time and coming in today, and this has been great.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, girl. Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.